Now that we know the stay-home order has been extended through mid-May in Michigan, a lot of people may be wondering how to feel or what to do to cope with the extended restrictions. This is Lisa Berry, and realizing the disappointment and frustration that it might bring to some people, I try to think of one of the wisest, calmest people I've had the pleasure to connect with in our area. Then I thought of someone who is a professor emeritus of management and organizations, co-founder of the Center for Positive Organizations at the Ross School of Business at the University of Michigan, published 18 books, and has a lot of other things going on, and that is Dr. Bob Quinn. So thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure.
So your latest book is The Economics of Higher Purpose, and you do address the business world a lot, but I wanted to see if you could apply some of that knowledge and that wisdom to our everyday lives. What do you think people are feeling right now, and how can we help them process everything that's happening?
Well, I think people have an enormous sense of loss, of fear, a number of negative emotions. I think, for example, my granddaughter was about to graduate from high school, and this thing hit, and didn't have to go to school, and thought that was great. And after a week or two, realized there'd be no prom, there would be no graduation, and started to feel an enormous sense of loss. And then the interesting thing is how much her mother then began to feel that sense of loss. And I think this is the biggest event of our lifetime. It's the biggest event since World War II. And I think we're living in enormous uncertainty, and that brings forth lots of negative feelings.
What do we do with them?
Well, we actually have a lot of science that gives us some pretty good suggestions about what to do with them. There's an entire literature on post-traumatic growth, and then basically says surprises come. You know, someone you love dies. You lose your job. There's 1,000 different ways that you and I get shocked by life. And when that happens, it destroys our life narrative. We have a story we tell ourselves about who we are, how much money we make, what kind of work we do, what we believe about this, what we believe about that. We're going to graduate next month. You know, all part of a big narrative. And when a trauma hits, all of a sudden the narrative doesn't hold anymore. And it is natural for us to go into various negative feelings. And that literature suggests that in that time of crisis, we can go into fight or flight. We can fall on the floor and go into fetal position, or we make a fist and become bitter. And neither one of those is particularly productive. But it also opens an opportunity for a third way, a choice. And the choice is to reflect on who we really are. That is, what's my highest purpose in this life? What's my mission? How's the world going to be different because I was here? And the second is, what are my deepest values? And what does it mean to live those values? And there's an entire scientific literature on purpose that suggests when we know our purpose and we're living our purpose, the payoffs are just incredible. It's almost beyond belief, the scientific evidence about we're healthier, we're less likely to get this disease or that disease, our relational networks are stronger, we make more money, we have better interactions and a richer, more abundant life experience. It just goes on and on and on. And so I think one of the first questions is, who am I? Beyond all these externals, what's my identity and what results do I want to create in this life? What's my highest contribution? And the second is, you know, what are my values? The moment we answer those two questions. For example, if we have a normal trauma and we end up on the couch of a psychologist, whatever methodology they use, it doesn't matter because the common denominator is value clarification. The moment we clarify our purpose and our values is the moment we get off the couch and we start functioning again. And so just before the broadcast, I asked you about your experience, and you gave me an incredibly powerful answer. You said, you know, I started to dig very deep last week And I began to ask myself questions of what I could do during this time to make the greatest contribution. That's a profoundly powerful yet simple answer. And it's at the heart of so many pieces of scientific evidence in terms of how to handle the disruptions in our life.
I think it's a matter of letting people know or realizing that now that you have a little extra time, maybe it would be beneficial to do some self-reflection, because nothing is going to be the same again. And you're talking to somebody who does not do well with change, that would be me. And that's where you're an expert. You talk about change all the time in the business world, for sure. But now we have this time. So why not take it and look inside ourselves and figure out how we can come out of this perhaps changed and better? And that's what I'm hearing you say.
Yes. And there's lots of other literature as well that is very complimentary. I mean, we have an explosion of research on gratitude because there have been so many findings showing that if we systematically express gratitude, if we sit down and write in a gratitude journal, the payoffs are enormous around the same kinds of things I just talked about. If you write a letter to someone expressing gratitude, the impact's even bigger. And if you were to read that letter in person to a person, it's even bigger. And so, you know, there's that discipline. I could start a gratitude journal and reflect every day on what is it that's gone well in this process. Yeah, I'm staying home every day, and I've had more time to work on this than I ever have, or I have more time with my spouse than I've ever had. What are those things you're grateful for? That opens up, that changes that negative pattern. Another is to think about high-quality connections. If you've got lots of time, what if you make a list of the 20 people that you've been closest to in your life and that you hardly ever talk to anymore? And with that time, you call them up, and you just have a meaningful conversation with them. How are they doing? How are they getting through this? What's the best thing going on with them? And just reconnect, reestablish those high-quality connections. This is a golden opportunity to do that kind of work. And so the key is to shift the focus from the sense of loss to where it is I want to go and what is it that's supporting me in this process, because there are always lots of positive answers to that question. It's a reorientation, and when we make that reorientation, we begin to function well. Coming out of this pandemic, we're going to be in a new world. A lot of people will come out of it having been reactors, having done the fight or flight reaction, and there will be a ton of people come out of this with new professions, new jobs that are tied to a purpose. They'll reinvent something around podcasts. They'll reinvent teaching. And that's where we want to be. All of us need to be in the contributive stance rather than the consumptive stance, looking at how to take our strengths and attach them to some worthy purpose. And when we do, the externals matter much less than they do when we don't. And so, you know, this can be a golden opportunity, a great moment in our lives in the middle of a major crisis to make a difference in the world. And it can be very little or it can be very big, but make the difference in the world, make a positive contribution.
You have said your life mission is to inspire positive change, and I definitely feel that in your wise words you just shared with us. You also have an online executive education program at the Ross School of Business that people might be able to check out with their extra time right now.
Well, actually, it's perfectly matched to what we just talked about. It's called Becoming Who You Really Are, and it's on the website at Executive Education at the Ross School of Business. And what it is you sign up for it and you get a story from me. It's 3 minutes long. You get it every day for 100 days. And there are two questions you answer. One is, what principle did I see in that story? And two, what can I do to live it today? And then if you choose to go through with a cohort, on Fridays you share what you learned. Everybody in that cohort shares what they learned. And so far we've had really positive feedback from people because it helps them do exactly what we're talking about in terms of thinking about what really matters and how they want to influence the world at work, at home, in the community. So that is a tool that's available.
Is it available to everyone?
Yes.
All right, we'll put the link on our website, wemu.org. Dr. Bob Quinn, thank you so much for taking the time to share this perspective with us. We all have a lot of extra time. Hopefully we can put it to some positive use. And we're grateful for you taking the time to talk to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Well, you're a great woman, and you've made a lot of difference in this community, my friend.
Aw, thank you. Stay well.
All right.